Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The State Department is taking action against the People's Republic of China, or PRC, officials for repressing predominantly Muslim Uyghurs, members of other ethnic and religious minority groups, and religious and spiritual practitioners inside and outside of China's borders, including within the United States. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced on March 21st that the United States rejects efforts by PRC officials to harass, intimidate, surveil, and abduct members of ethnic and religious minority groups, including those who seek safety abroad and U.S. citizens who speak out on behalf of these vulnerable populations. We are committed to defending human rights around the world and will continue to use all diplomatic and economic measures to promote accountability. The newly announced visa restrictions will be imposed against PRC officials who are believed to be responsible for or complicit in repressing religious and spiritual practitioners, members of ethnic and religious minority groups, dissidents, human rights defenders, journalists, labor organizers, civil society organizers, and peaceful protesters in China and beyond. We again call on the PRC government to cease its acts of transnational repression, including attempting to silence Uyghur American activists and other Uyghur individuals serving the American people by denying exit permission to their family members in China, said Secretary Blinken. The United States reaffirms its support for those who speak out despite the threat of retaliation. More than 1 million predominantly Muslim Uyghurs and members of other ethnic and religious minority groups are in extrajudicial internment camps, and an additional 2 million are subjected to so-called re-education training. Secretary Blinken reiterated his call to the PRC government to end its ongoing genocide and crimes against humanity in Xinjiang, repressive policies in Tibet, crackdown on fundamental freedoms in Hong Kong, and human rights violations and abuses, including violations of religious freedom elsewhere in the country. As this recent action illustrates, the United States will continue to work alongside the international community to promote accountability for PRC officials responsible for atrocities and human rights violations and abuses wherever they occur, including within China, the United States, and elsewhere around the world.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.